Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
You probably heard the news this week about the schools in Edinburgh. Some schools being closed because the buildings have problems. Right? So
I think that's the way to put it.
Yeah. So we thought it would be a good idea on the show today to get some kids who are affected by this to come into the studio, and then we can teach them stuff.
We can educate them.
Yeah, we can teach them home economics, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes,
you're the expert at that. Marty's going to teach them about physics,
yes,
right, Marty?
I am indeed.
And I'm going to teach them about music. So we've got the kids here. Morning, kids!
Good morning, Mr. Biggie.
It was better in rehearsal.
It was. Let me just do the registers. So we've got Leanne. Hello.
Yeah.
No, you have to say present.
Present.
Okay, we've got Caitlin.
Present.
Oh, she's keen. Dylan.
Present.
And Ethan.
Present.
Okay, so Leanne and Caitlin are sisters.
They're twins.
They're twins. What school do you go to?
Pernie Hall Primary.
Pernie Hall Primary, but you can't go there this week because it's closed. How do you feel about that?
Happy.
Brilliant. And Dylan and Ethan, you guys are brothers, right?
Yeah.
And what school do you go to?
Broomhouse.
But you can't go to school because it's closed. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about your school being closed?
Happy.
Yeah, Mum and Dad in the corner have got faces that are tripping them.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna teach you kids some important stuff today. Obviously, the bell could happen at any time, and when it does, so it's time for the first class of the day. So stand straight up, no slouching.
Mm-hmm. Hands out of pockets. Excellent.
And remember, we still do the belt at this school. We don't really. Okay, so we're going to go for home economics first, Arlene. So that's your class.
The importance of a balanced diet.
So we're making a smoothie, Arlene,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the kids have decided that we've thrown everything in there. So we've started with spinach, and you're not so keen on that, boys, are you? But I guarantee you won't taste it. And then we've put everything. What else have we put in there?
Strawberries, blueberries, kiwi, watermelon.
Bit of pineapple as
well.
And we've also put in a little bit of a zero-fat vanilla yogurt just to give it a nice sort of smoothness.
Well, all right, are you going to zap it then?
I think we're going to zap
get
it
the
right
kids
now.
To, get one of the kids to do it.
Yeah,
a little bit of practical hands-on action here,
I'll take
Arlene.
My headphones off.
Right, all right, okay.
It's a bit crowded in here. So what I need you to do is push down and sort of twist. Can you do that?
Push down.
There we go.
It sounds like interference on the radio, but it's not. This is, it's Arlene's blender. What are you using down there, Arlene?
What?
Never mind. Is it like a Nutribullet or something you're using? What is it you're using?
That's a Nutribullet.
It is a Nutribullet.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, but I mean, any blender is fine.
So let's get one of the lads, because they weren't keen on the spinach. Let's get one of them to try
what
the smoothie.
What kind of colour is it?
Green.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant colour, really.
Okay,
lovely.
Ethan or Dylan, who wants to do it? Right. Okay. So this is Dylan, right?
No, Ethan.
Oh God. Sorry. I'm a terrible teacher. Right. Have a big gulp. Big mouthful. What do you think?
It's nice.
Can you taste the spinach?
Nah.
You can't taste the spinach. You can smell
it
a wee bit.
I can't really
in the
taste much.
Okay.
You can just taste a mix of fruit.
Right.
Can't
one of the girls have a shot? Have a wee taste.
Have a taste, girls.
All right, this is Leanne. Caitlin. They're twins. How am I supposed to know the difference? Anyway, what do you think?
Nice.
Nice. Yeah? Now, would you rather have that or would you rather have a Big Mac? Be honest. Be honest. Would you rather have that or a Big Mac?
I don't like Big Macs.
So you'd rather have that?
Yeah. Boys, what do you think? What do you think? Because you were the one that didn't really like... is it Dylan? Yes. Yeah. What do you think? Because you weren't that keen on spinach, especially. What do you think?
I like it, but I'd rather have a Big Mac.
We've had home economics, but now I'm going to teach you about music, all right? Rock music. Now, if we could improve Fourth One by playing more of the music that you like, what would you like us to play more of or less of?
Take Justin Bieber off the music list.
Take Justin Bieber off, off the music list.
So you're not a Belieber.
You're not a Belieber. Okay, so you don't like Justin Bieber, but you'd like us to play more Fifth Harmony and Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande.
And sad song by We the Kings.
We're the what?
We the Kings.
We the Kings. Write that down, Arlene.
Right.
We the Kings. Okay, so I'm going to give you a brief history of rock music, and I want you to take some notes because there will be a test. All right. After the... Oh, God, the faces are tripping them. All right, so here's this one. You might think that your music was invented by Ed Sheeran and Selena Gomez, But let me tell you, it was invented in the 1970s when Freddie Mercury wrote this line. Is this the real? Get you right there. This song was called Bohemian Rhapsody by a band called Queen, and it was the greatest record of all time. In 1980, a band from Australia called AC/DC wrote a song called Back in Black, and it was epic. They had to get a new singer because, sadly, the singer of the band, a bloke called Bon Scott, he died, sadly, so he had to be replaced with a new singer who was from Newcastle, and his name was Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson. In 1987, the best ever... People are going, there's holes in this. There's holes in this.
Yeah.
In 1987, the greatest ever guitar intro to any song ever was written by a band called Guns N' Roses when they did this. The song was called Sweet Child of Mine. In 2002, Britney Spears almost killed rock and roll when she covered I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. But thankfully, thanks to the likes of Foo Fighters, Killers and Metallica and even McBusted, rock music lives on. There you go, kids. A comprehensive history of rock music.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the class?
I don't understand anything.
I wouldn't worry. Neither do we.
Okay, the test... He's written down, I don't understand anything. Can you show that to the camera? That's brilliant. Right, the test is on the way next. Oh, fantastic. Fourth one. I just gave you a comprehensive history of rock music in our very own school of rock. Okay, so I'm going to do a wee test now. And if you want to answer, you have to shout out your own name, okay? And if you get a gold star for every question you get right. And you get 50 lines for everyone you get wrong. Okay, so rock music was invented with Bohemian Rhapsody. Freddie Mercury was the singer with which band?
Queen.
Well, you have to shout your name if you want to answer.
Leanne,
say again. What's your answer, Leanne?
A-D-C-D
is the wrong answer. The answer was Queen.
Oh.
Okay.
I know.
The best ever guitar intro was on Sweet Child of Mine by who?
Leanne. Guns N' Roses.
Is the right answer?
Oh,
yes.
Leanne.
Was that what you're going to say?
Yes.
The boys have gone very quiet. I've got to tell you, Dylan actually wrote down, I cannot understand what he's saying. In 2002, who almost killed rock music?
Britney
Spears! Yeah!
Yeah, well done, Caitlin.
Yeah, it was Britney Spears when she did Joan Jett and the Blackhearts' I Love Rock and Roll. But I think you've all done well. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. No, because I still don't know.
Okay, are you now more likely to enjoy rock music as a result of the class?
No.
So well done.
Okay.
Well done. You've put them off rock music for life.
It's a good job this isn't a fee-paying school, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, I think the bell is about to go any second. Yes. Yes, it's time. The School of Rock is now closed, and we're doing what next, Marty?
So up next is physics.
Physics.
And we're going to do an experiment, so everyone can take part in this.
Yes.
All you need is a piece of blank A4 paper and a pair of scissors.
So if you're listening at home or at work, a pair of scissors?
A pair of scissors and a blank piece of A4 paper.
Okay, physics.
So just read the printer.
Physics lesson is coming next. Fourth one. No chattering in class, thanks. We got some kids here. Morning, kids!
Morning!
Morning, guys. We've got Leanne and Caitlin, who are twins. They're both 11. And Dylan and Ethan, who are brothers. They're both 9. They go to Perney Hall and Broomhouse Primary Schools, but not this week because the schools are closed, obviously, because of the problems with the buildings. So we thought, let's get the kids in and we can teach them stuff.
Yeah.
Teach them life, Arlene, right?
Joe, it's blooming exhausting, though, isn't it?
Being a teacher. I mean, it's only 9:45. We haven't even had mid-morning break yet.
I know.
And we're knackered. So, Arlene taught the kids home economics.
Yes, and I think it was very successful.
And we made a smoothie. That was fun. And then we had the School of Rock, where I taught the kids all about AC/DC and Guns N' Roses.
Not exactly factually correct, but anyway.
Doesn't matter, Arlene. No chatting back to teacher. Thanks. And now, Marty, it's your turn, and you're going to teach the kids physics?
Yes, this is the exciting bit.
Okay, let me get the physics music on.
Because physics isn't dull and boring. It's really interesting. It's physics is all around us. It's all about motion and energy and the universe, and even radio works through the laws of physics.
I've got to tell you, the class are beginning to glaze over already.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Marty, we're going to do a practical exercise.
So we're going to do a quick experiment called the screecher. Oh. Now, you need a piece of A4 paper and a pair of scissors.
Okay, everybody's got their A4 paper, yes?
Okay. So the first thing you need to do is you need to fold your bit of A4 paper in half.
Oh.
Yeah, yes, Andrew.
Can I go to the toilet, please?
No, you can't.
Okay.
No. So fold your bit of A4 paper in half and then
Are you folding it long ways?
Yeah, long ways.
Okay, so across the middle of the paper.
Yes, across the middle. And then fold each of the flaps.
There was a question from the class, Marty.
Back on itself.
Sorry. Basically folding it like a card.
Yes, like a card to start off with. And then you're going to fold each of the sides back on itself.
Okay. Good. I'm with you so far.
What you're left with is like an accordion
like a concertina. Like a concertina effect, I suppose. And then with your scissors.
Accordion.
Yes. You want to cut just a little slit, two little slits, just halfway along the piece of paper, along the fold.
Right. Yeah. And we've got that, kids. We've got the slits in the piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've all done that.
Everybody's done that. Now, what do you do?
So the next thing you do is you hold the paper against your face,
yes,
with the concertina part sticking outwards,
yeah,
and then you're going to blow through the piece of paper.
Okay, now the kids are all ready to do it. I'm going to ask the kids not to do it for now because we need the teacher to demonstrate it first.
Okay.
So, Mr. Yurt, if you could show us how it works. Thanks.
Okay.
It's rubbish.
It's largely disappointing, isn't it, really? What's it supposed to be doing, you muppet?
It's supposed to screech.
Try again. Oh, you're getting there.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like a wheezing effect.
All right, so I'll tell you what, let's get the girls to try it first. So Caitlin and Leanne,
come over.
If you come over to the microphone and give it a shot.
Give it a go.
See if you can make it screech. Off you go. No giggling.
No
giggling in class. Or you'll get detention.
Okay.
Well, it was better than
that's
teachers.
It, yeah.
Sounds like you're blowing your nose.
All right, let's
boys,
the boys
let's
will
see if
nail this.
Get better. Yeah. Come
the
on,
boys
close.
Will nail this because boys are
right,
good at this kind of thing.
Right,
all right.
Let's go.
Okay, so this is Ethan.
Nope. Okay, right, come on over.
Right, Dylan.
Right, go on, Dylan.
Give it a shot.
Go on, buddy.
It's supposed to replicate the sound you get when you blow on a big thing of grass, a big thing of...
It's called the screecher. It's supposed to make a big screeching noise.
Arlene, can you think about what you're seeing in front of the kids? Thanks. Okay. Well, that was a success.
Marvin and Milo is the website that's got loads of like great physics stuff on it.
Okay, you can do that today if you want to spend 5 disappointing minutes in the office.